Chad Clifton. I just had an opportunity to watch Chad go through a workout. He's making progress. He will go through a workout Monday over there in the dome. So whatever status that puts him in, that's what we're looking at. That's something that I'd like to determine Monday. So. I think that's convenient conversation. I mean, personally, I don't know how you judge that. You know, when individuals say they're 60%, 80%, 90%, you know, there's some things that he did in his workout today that was very encouraging compared to the workout he was put through 2 days ago. And there's a couple of things that we need to see him do Monday. And if I see what I like and Dr. Pat McKenzie is okay with it from a medical standpoint, he'll have an opportunity to play in the game. I'm not there yet. I mean, once he gets past the health part of it, you know, I'd fully anticipate Darren Collins starting at left tackle. I mean, if you're looking for a statement. Well, I was more worried about getting Darren ready. You know, it's more getting Darren ready to play. Chad's played a lot of left tackle. You know, it's just really not taking the opportunities and the reps away from Darren Collins. Oh, I'm confident in Darren Collins. I think fully another week of practice being out there. I mean, he has experience playing left tackle. He's up for the challenge. I think he's really improved with each practice. So he looks a lot more comfortable this week than he was last week. Excuse me. I'm sorry? Yes, I thought so. I thought he practiced well. I'm curious to see how he feels in the morning. But I would anticipate that he'll go, unless we have a setback in the morning. Well, Fridays are really always the same for me personally, because now you know you're getting close to the final chapter of the week. Frankly, I always believe Fridays are more about the players than the coaches. You know, Wednesday and Thursday's practice, which is obviously Thursday and Friday this week. And I know today's Saturday if you're worried about it. I don't know what day it is, but it's the facts that they're getting ready to play the game. You know, everything's in. It's kind of your last dress rehearsal and so forth. So I feel good about where we are. I mean, the media part of it, I mean, that's all part of the game. I mean, it's a big game for a lot of different reasons. It's an exciting game. It really is still only our fourth game, so we're in tune with all that. I thought that the two padded practices were good practices. I was not particularly happy about today's practice, but it was more about our opponent squads. You know, we didn't do a very good job, frankly. So we'll get that fixed for Detroit. So we had some players that play other positions, you know, not natural to them, and it just showed up more today than it has in the past. So we had some repeated plays because of that. Absolutely, yes. I think so. I think Donnelly's clearly, you know, he's playing much better than he did both in the run blocking and pass protection part of it. I thought Jermichael Finley has had winning performances 2 to 3 times in the blocking part of it. So I really like the way those two guys are playing. Yes, I'd like to get them the ball more often. That's always the case when you look at your perimeter guys. Also, they play with a very good receiving core, wide receiver core. So I think they're off to solid starts, both those guys. Yes, Johnny practiced today, so I think he'll be fine. I think there's two schools of thought when you take your team on the road. I've been part of programs that feel you need to use up all their time. I don't believe that. I believe in making the road as close as you can, as similar as you can to a home weekend. So we finished exactly the same time on away games and home games as far as when we're done here and work on our Saturday schedule, which will be Sunday this week. We fly at the same time. I'm a big believer in that. I think that's continuity is very important. I do not have a problem getting to cities of Chicago, Minneapolis, Detroit early. I think it's important for our players to go to dinner together, no different than they would if it was a home game with their families. And we just keep them on the same schedule. So, with the Monday night game, we'll have our walkthroughs in the mornings. I think it's just important to stay on schedule, to keep your football team in a routine, and not get it where you're hurrying to this place and hurrying to that place. To me, that's just added anxiety or stress that's not needed. No, we'll meet tomorrow, and then we'll be done here, and we'll have our flight over there at 12:45. We have chapel at 8:30 tomorrow night, and then we'll have our team meeting at 9:00. So it'll be pretty standard operation.
Is there
Yeah, I still can't get over some of the ones we've lost, but 14-5 is a good record so far. We're really focused on the next one. We went over there 2 out of the last 3 years and focused on making it 3 out of 4. But I think we're probably similar to most teams. Division games are very important. We spend time in the off season on division games. We spend time in training camp on them, and we put a big emphasis on it. And we just try to play our best football. I think it'd be different if you were talking about a player that you didn't have as much history with or experience with. Chad's played a lot of football here. The medical staff's very familiar with him as far as coming off injuries and so forth. I'm going to trust their opinion. This is my fourth year working with Chad, and if I think he can go on Monday night and I think he can contribute, then he'll contribute. But if he cannot, then we have 2 weeks to get him ready for Detroit. And it's really as clear as that.